Security. Police in Narok Town have arrested three people in connection with the murder of a 38-year-old man, who was killed and his body dumped along the Muslim Graveyard Road last week. Narok County Police Commander Rico Ngare said the three, namely, Daniel Taronge, 26, Nicholas Otieno Amolo, 33 and Meli Sangkok are being held at the Narok Police Station to assist in the investigations. The recent killing had raised an outcry among the Narok residents who decried increased insecurity in town and its environs as barely a week ends without a murder case being reported in the area. Nevertheless, with the latest arrests, the residents are optimistic that police will bring to book all those involved in criminal activities in the town. Booster Kissio, a youth leader, called on the police to intensify patrols in all parts of the town, saying the killers mainly targeted young people. At the same time, police at Sekenani area in Narok West sub-county have launched a manhunt to arrest a man suspected to have murdered his girlfriend last night. According to the police report, the body of the 31-year-old female was found lying in a nearby bush by a young boy who had gone to relieve himself. The boy alerted men working at a construction site, who positively identified the body as that of Mercy Chepkarui, whom they all knew as the girlfriend to one of their colleagues by the name Joseph Gitau, said Ngare. The construction site watchman confirmed that the couple had been seen together at the construction site in the evening hours. The body of Chepkarui had a deep cut on the neck and was moved to Narok County Referral Hospital morgue for preservation awaiting autopsy. In another murder incident, police at Molop Police Station in Narok County are holding a man who surrendered himself to the station and confessed to have killed his wife on suspicion of infidelity. The police visited the homestead and found the body of Naropal Moijoy, 30, dumped in a bush next to the suspect's home, with a deep cut on the neck. The officers also recovered a blood-stained panga, next to the deceased, that is suspected to have been used to kill the deceased. The body was moved to Longisa Morgue in Bomet County awaiting autopsy.